Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West.
Catwoman, you wouldn't have killed me even though you shot the gun. The anti-batsonic device in my utility belt would have deflected the beam.
You guys like to party?
No!
The problem remains, how do we undo what you did?
My name isn't Adam Wee, or is it?
No. No, of course not.
I'll come out when they're all gone.
Kissing is one of the most natural things in the world.
Will you answer one question for me?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
May I take a rain check on that kiss?
Certainly, Batman.
Now we wait.
You dick.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Does look like she probably has a dick, but I know that she doesn't.
She doesn't. She's a female.
She does look like big old bitties. But she does look like she probably did have one. She doesn't have any hair.
No,
she just wear a wig.
Yeah, because didn't she go bald from using product?
I think she's just got alopecia.
Oh, I know him. You know alopecia.
That's her son, isn't it? Alopecia Williams.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I thought that was her son.
What are you trying to insinuate?
No, I'm just saying. I thought that was our son.
I don't know.
Welcome to the show. Jeff's making fun of Wendy Williams and being racial.
I really feel that's what's happening.
No, he's not being racial. But we are making fun of Wendy Williams. We were talking about, before the show started, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
Orange is the New Black. Crushing puss.
No, we're not. We'll get to the crushing puss. Adam West was a cocksmith. That's the official term.
Puss slayer.
Yeah, puss slayer, push crusher. He liked taking women's panties off.
No.
After he gave him Pamperin.
No, stop. Oh, God, it's like knives in my ears.
Pamperin panties.
No.
I have a pair of panties that have Pamperin logos on them.
God.
I'm going to give those to you for Christmas.
Oh, no.
After I fart in them.
Well, if you buy 3 boxes of Pamperin, I think you get a free pair of panties.
You do. You get a free pair of panties. Panties. All right, we'll stop saying panties.
I hate it.
Pamperin.
They're underwear.
Stop saying mole.
And you moly.
Hmm?
You don't have to get Pamperin. You could just take Tylenol.
So Laverne Cox is not a pretty lady. That's all we were saying.
No.
She's a very attractive lady.
She is. There's.
You really think that? Or are you just being politically correct? Because all three of your super liberal fans are listening and will boycott.
Would you do that, Jeff? Would you do that if she'd allow it?
No.
Would you do what?
Do it. That.
You'd have to fuck her in the ass.
But I'm saying if she'd allow it.
Would you fuck her in the ass, Jeff?
No. That's
would not, you let her blow you?
Not supposed to have anal sex with anybody.
Would you let her blow you?
You threw a hole in the sheet.
Why?
If you do a hole in the sheet.
Jeff's a strict Catholic. He isn't. He's not down with sodomy.
That's sodomy, Tim.
See, Jeff supports gay rights. He just doesn't support sodomy. So pretty much all they can do is give each other handjobs.
Handjobs. That's all you can do.
A lot of butt things came up at work recently. One of the women that I work with, she found out about people, you know, tooting cocaine through their butts.
How do you toot it through your butt?
Well, you do.
You got to get a real suction thing going.
Yeah, I guess you do. Yeah, well, this just took her through a whole rabbit hole. And the next thing you know, I mean, like, she's watching all these videos of people doing stuff to their butts. Some guy, he puts like a whole ice cream sundae in this lady's butt. And,
gross.
Oh, yeah. It was like a...
That's very gross.
It was very gross.
I don't think food and sex should mix.
No.
Like a little whipped cream on the nips. Yeah, I can handle that.
But like a whole ice cream sundae in your butt. And then like she had to walk around and then he, you know.
I can tell you one thing. Never try to jack off using peanut butter.
We know Tim doesn't like any kind of lubrication at all because... After last
He's
week's
dry guy.
After last week's episode, there wasn't a dry guy in the house.
some guy came in. When was it? It was I think it was Thursday because I didn't work Friday. Yeah, it was Thursday at the shop. One of Jumpy. He's a barber there. He's
Jumpy. That's what you want your barber's name to be.
Yeah, he's one of the. He's really good. Don't make fun of his name. I don't know where he gets the name. I guess because he was a
just
kid.
Right though. Come on.
Oh yeah, I know.
Sorry about that big bald patch right in the back of your head.
It's just I want my dentist name to be named Stabby.
Shaky.
Shaky Stab.
Pokey. No, anyway, Jumpy. He's a very cool guy, and he likes a lot of cool stuff that we talk about on the show. By the way, this is a pop culture podcast, and this is episode 83. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh yeah, a guy was in there getting his hair cut, and I forgot that he listens to every episode. I just didn't because I had just gotten to work, and
sure.
so he was checking out, and he went, "Hey, it's the dry guy," and I was, "Oh shit!" But it was funny.
Hashtag dry guy. Let's get Tim trending.
I really feel. I'm telling you,
this
get
me trending.
Absolutely, I feel like this would have been a debate between like Ehrlich Bachman and some of the dudes on Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Between Tim doesn't watch Silicon
being
Valley.
A lotion guy and being a dry guy. This seems like totally something they would debate.
I never used lotion. I used baby oil for a while in the 90s, That's early 90s. But
baby
then you had to,
oil?
Well, then you had to get in the shower and shower it off.
Baby oil?
Baby oil, yeah.
That seems so, God.
Well, it lingers.
Very 70s.
Well, you know, but then... Then I switched to Astroglide type lubes in the aughts.
See, now Astroglide, there was a time when you had like before the internets and whatnot. I remember my gay friend Eric. We had to go to a gay bookstore to buy Astroglide. Like we specifically went to.
They didn't sell it at Kroger then.
No,
they do now.
Yeah, but this was like
you can get ass lube
at Kroger. This was the early days of it. Yeah.
Well, you're in a pinch.
We had to go there. We had to go to Chosen Books in Royal Oak, Michigan.
What happened in the old days when you spit that in your cornhole and go to town? Anyway, we're a pop culture podcast.
Days.
We're talking about TV.
Miss those days.
So rest in peace, Adam West.
Yeah.
Who died?
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's what got us all started on this whole sex
right.
thingy.
Well, because he was a sex fiend back when he was what? I guess he would have been about 38 years old back then. So he's 30, mid-30s to late-30s when he becomes Batman. A campy hit show that for some reason got canceled after 2.5 or 3 years, but it was a huge success. And back then they ran like 50 episodes or something. You can catch it, by the way. I found this channel last week. You guys probably know about it. It's called Decades.
Yeah, I think
it's in the 200s.
Yeah.
That channel's the shit. They're showing The Hulk. They're showing NYPD Blue with Jimmy Smits.
What channel is this?
It's called Decades.
Hmm.
Or Heroes and shit. They have weird names and they're all in that 200
Smits,
level.
Smits, not Caruso?
Nah, I don't like the Caruso season.
I watch that
season.
Family Network, 7 o'clock every day. They show 2 episodes of Barney Miller.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
So I was watching The Hulk the other day, and Caitlin came, my wife came out of the kitchen. She said, "Why are you watching that show? You're not an old man." I go, "I'm almost 50. She said, "But yeah, that's like you're like an old man watching these old 70s shows." And I said, "Well, I watched it when I was 9. Why can't I watch it now?" So there's nothing else on.
You forget, like, she wasn't even born when that
no,
show was
No, she
on.
Wasn't. She was not born when that show was on. But it was the episode where the Hulk goes to New York.
Was he on holiday?
He's in Sun. No. David Banner's in New York,
takes
and he's
Manhattan.
And David Banner, who's working in Bill Bixby, the actor, and he's working at a pinball arcade. And the only video games there are like, those early Space Invaders.
Oh wow!
And some mob guys shaking down the owner, and you know David Banner likes the woman, and then of course Mr. McGee, is that his name?
Yeah,
Mr. McGee,
so.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. That guy's in New York. His newspaper's there. So it was a good episode. But anyway, it's getting me off a tangent. What was I talking
You're
about?
You're talking about Adam West.
Adam West. They show Batman, I think, 6 episodes every night.
So oh, really?
You can watch Batman every night.
I always like the ones with the Riddler.
Yeah, I did. I like all those guys.
And the Penguin,
Vincent
yeah.
Price was the egghead. God, who played Robertson. What is his name? Cliff Richard. Cliff Robertson.
Cliff Robertson.
Cliff Robertson. He was in the first Spider-Man movie, right? He played Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
He was in it. He played a cowboy. And then you had all sorts of guest stars in there. Cesar Romero was the Riddler. Not the Riddler. He was the Joker. And he wouldn't shave his mustache, so they put makeup over his mustache. And if you listen to Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, whenever they mention Cesar Romero,
they throw oranges at him?
Throw orange slices at his asshole. At his ass. Not his asshole. Burgess Meredith was the Penguin. I mean, these are the quintessential characters that from
all
that.
All dead.
Yeah, they're all dead, but I mean, well, you know. What's
not Julie Newmar. She's still alive.
She's still alive.
No.
Mark Arum from WSB tweeted the other day that she was his first boner.
Yeah, I think maybe me too.
Me too. Julie Newmar, beautiful. I always get mad when
that catsuit man.
What about Eartha Kitt?
Nah, I was a Julie Newmar.
Yeah, I was a Julie Newmar. She was better as. The only one I didn't like was Lee Merriweather.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like her as Catwoman. I did like Eartha Kitt. And I did, of course, Julie Newmar in that outfit. Oh, hot.
Yeah. That did it for Dry Guy.
Yeah, that did it for Dry Guy. Dry Guy was was a nothing guy then. He was the little nub that he ran, rubbed in the tub. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your nub in the tub.
You know, I put on my little thing here. I don't know, you know, I used to work with mentally retarded adults for, like, many years.
And politically correct.
Very, well, okay, developmentally disabled adults for several years. And one of the guys that I took care of, he was obsessed with the old Batman show, yes. Uh-huh. And he used to watch the Batman movie all the time. We'd have to put it on VHS and let him watch it and have his little fit. And so he got these Batman, one year for Christmas, we got him these Joker sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
He was terrified of them.
Which Joker?
The old school Cesar Romero Joker.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was terrified of these fucking sheets, and we didn't know it. So, like, he started having these behaviors where you would tell him to go to bed, you know, it was time for bed. He wouldn't go to bed.
Oh, man.
He would be pacing around and acting all crazy, and you're like, dude, you got to go to bed. And he would just stand there and point at the bed, and then he would start throwing up. It was like this whole thing.
Man.
And then we kind of figured out, we're like, oh, it's the fucking sheets. So we took the sheets off, and he was like, yay. He was terrified of the sheets.
Yeah, you know what, when you're young or if you're, you know, I wouldn't want Joker sheets because he's a maniacal clown.
But then I figured out some of the meaner people that I worked with, they would use it as a punishment on him, though.
See, that's not nice.
No,
it's not fair.
Nice, no.
My friend used to work at Brook Run before it closed. Brook Run was an institution in Dunwoody for people with disabilities. And he said there had a guy that lived there that would masturbate into a milk jar, you know, those little elementary school or high school milk cartons,
yes.
Those little pint ones, masturbate in that and then fold it up and put it in his cupboard.
For safekeeping.
I don't know. People with OCD do that kind of thing. I knew a guy once that masturbated into pieces of tablet paper and then would fold them up and then put them under his mattress.
When you say knew a guy, you mean you were that guy, right?
No, wasn't me.
You masturbate with the tablet paper.
No.
Because you couldn't find any sandpaper.
That's right. Punish myself.
This is a pop culture con?
That's right. This is a pop culture podcast. So those stories out there, and you guys can Google this. We don't need to get on this. But Adam West, who's Batman, and Burt Ward, who played Robin. That was his name, right? Burt Ward?
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because he was
Ward.
Ward, yeah. They were getting some strange, like you wouldn't believe. They, you know, you can hear all sorts of interviews with Burt Ward talking about this, and Adam West never really, you know, he didn't kiss and tell, but now all that'll come out since he's passed. People will start talking about it, which they have. Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler, would go to orgies with Batman, and they would wear their costumes and, of course, get all that strange, that strange young 60s free love hippies.
But they insisted on staying in character.
Yeah. Why not?
Wow.
I mean, this is late 60s. There's not much on television. What, they're going to go after Shatner?
I don't know, but it's like, woo, can I get some of that Batusi?
The Batusi. Let me use my bat gonorrhea. Batteria. But he's one of my favorite Batman. Well, we talked about this before in the past, about who our favorite Batmans. What are they going to do on Family Guy? That's my question. He's been the mayor of Family Guy since the show started, which was really 20 years ago almost?
I went to Twitter and nominated James Woods to be the new mayor of Quahog.
Do you think that he'd do it?
I don't know.
I don't think Seth MacFarlane would let him back on the show now. He's kind of a dildo now. So yeah,
who is? He's a jerk now.
James Woods.
Why? Because he's a conservative?
Yep.
He's more than a conservative, Tim.
He's a troll.
Yeah.
He's a Twitter troll. Yeah. I love it. It's fun to read his tweets.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think MacFarlane will ever let him back on the show.
He's let him back on since he started being. I mean, he's known conservative. He's been
this degree that he is now?
Yeah.
Come on.
And let's not forget that even though Seth MacFarlane is a liberal and a diehard one at that, he isn't close-minded to other ideas. He's had Rush Limbaugh on the show more than once.
I don't even think Rush Limbaugh is to the level Woods has been as of late.
Rush Limbaugh's a real conservative. He's just not a troll.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's the deal.
They should get Michael Keaton, but I don't know if they'd ever be able to get him.
Michael Keaton? What about Burt Ward?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, oh, that would be great.
Hey, I'm the mayor. Burt Ward. Gee willikers. They're going to have to do something. You know, they probably have some episodes done.
I say they get Dick Van Dyke.
Too old.
Too old.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I just saw him on that documentary.
What documentary?
You're not a new bit, Eat Breakfast?
Yeah, with Norman Lear and Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks and all that. And he was fucking dancing and shit. Didn't he look amazing,
yeah,
Jeff?
Yeah, that's good.
It was fantastic.
Tweet to us at @radio_labyrinth who you think should be the new mayor of Quahog. You know they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
And I hope Seth MacFarlane does a nice little tribute because very funny. Especially the cat. What is that? The cat gun or whatever he has? I'll get you with my catarang.
His voice. He was just so deadpan.
I know. And when he was fucking Meg.
Sick.
And then one night, apropos to nothing, they're out at lunch. And she goes, yeah, this still happens. So rest in peace, Adam West. The best Batman. I was trying to think we should do what's your favorite Batman episode, but to be honest with you, I haven't watched the show in its entirety in a long time, so I don't really remember what my favorite episode was.
But I don't know what my favorite was. One of Julie Newmar Catwoman episodes for sure.
I do vaguely remember there was one where the Riddler, do you remember the one, the Riddler Protection Agency?
Yeah.
That one I remember. That one was pretty good.
Do you remember the one where they were at the bad guy's lair and the camera turned sideways? That's my favorite episode.
Oh, okay.
Which was every episode.
I think I remember the one you're talking about.
Climbing up the building and the camera turned sideways.
At who?
They're climbing up the building and the camera turned sideways to make it look like they're...
Yeah, Jerry Lewis. They always had celebrities. One was Sammy Davis Jr. Jerry Lewis was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wanted to be on it.
I like the one where it went boom and pow.
Yeah, that too. But if you are a fan of that show and Adam West and Burt Ward in particular, just do a Google search because... both of them have been on podcasts recently, and Burt Ward was really good on Gilbert Gottfried. I don't remember what episode it was. It's been maybe even a year, but they're great interviews, and if you're into that old Hollywood stuff, you really can't find a better podcast than Gilbert's. I mean, if you like to laugh, but his is great, and Frank Santopadre knows an awful lot about TV, so especially from that time.
They were nice was it Wizard World that we met them or saw them?
Was it? I don't know if I was there.
I saw them both there. I had seen,
I've met Burt Ward
Burt
twice.
Burt Ward at Dragon Con, and then Burt Ward and Adam West together, they were at Wizard World. That possibly was Dragon Con, but I think it was Wizard World.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I'd have remembered meeting them, both of them together. Yeah. So that was sad.
It was sad. And what's your face?
Who?
Glenn Headley.
Who?
From Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, that's right, that lady.
In the Night Of.
Yeah, in the Night Of.
You act like she wasn't like such...
She was the soap queen.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
I didn't know her name, man.
She's
I know who she is.
Great actress. And it was very unexpected. And
she was on Law & Order all the time, too, as a lawyer.
She just got glazed over because he died the next day, so like nobody gave a shit at all.
Right. But then again, I mean, she wasn't a pop culture icon like Adam West.
She wasn't, but she was. It's just sad because it was completely unexpected. She was in the middle of filming a Hulu Rogan, a comedy series right now. She was filming a comedy series now.
How'd she die?
They don't know yet. Oh, pulmonary embolism.
What is that?
I'm not a doctor, but I think
it's a blood clot. Goes to your heart.
Oh yeah. Okay. So she
killed
sat
that
too
guy
much.
From Deadliest Catch, that Captain Phil.
Oh really? Is that what happened? Shit. No, nobody wants the pulmonary embolism.
No.
She seemed like she was pretty healthy.
I keep thinking I'm getting bitten by spiders in my house. There's so many bugs.
I told you. I'll give you my bug guy.
I don't want a bug guy. What?
Steph's bug guy.
Give me the bug guy.
My bug guy's great.
Call the bug guy.
He's $50. You're not going to find any cheaper bug guy than my bug guy.
The fucking bug guy.
You won't even believe how many bugs will die.
I hulked out yesterday. Jeff knows what that means.
You lost it?
I got some
just
rage.
Smash some on your car?
No, I did not do that. But what happened was I did do work around this new house, removing a ceiling fan from one room and putting it in another room after taking down that ceiling fan. Which
Wait,
seems
both
like
both rooms had ceiling fans in them already, and he just had to swap the ceiling fans?
Swapping them because they're aesthetically better in a different room.
Okay.
Not according to me, but you know,
right.
I'm a guy. I don't give a shit. You know, how does this look? It looks great. I mean, that's the way you win.
That's kind of how I am.
Well, okay. You're the anomaly. When a woman asks you, how does this look? You say, that looks really good. I like that. Dude, you didn't really look at it. Yeah, I did. You didn't look at it. I was looking at you. You weren't looking at it. All right, I'll look at it now. It looks great. But Caitlin's been doing most of the work around there. Two reasons. One, she has a better eye than I do aesthetically.
Sure. Okay.
Two is I'm lazy. But anyway, so I did all this work yesterday, and I was freaking out and just getting angry because I don't understand things. And then she goes, why don't you look on YouTube? And I'm like, no. But then I went outside and looked on YouTube, and I came back in, and I had it done in 5 minutes because
yeah.
It was that simple. It was that fucking simple.
Right. Those YouTube videos are amazing, right?
Right. But then there's this other lamp that she got, which we need an electrician for because the ceiling, the light fixture isn't the right one. And anyway, so I'm not going to get into it and bore people. But you know what? When you buy a house, that shit's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
don't think you're just going to buy it, move in, and that's it.
No.
And if something happens, like the water isn't working, you call the maintenance guy at your apartment complex. No.
It's never ending.
No, you call the plumber, and then it's $300 here and $500 there and $300 more here. And
that's why we
there.
Have, you know, we bought an old house. That's why we have a warranty. We pay for one of those fucking home warranties.
Yeah, we have that too.
Everything in our house is old as shit, and that way we just pay the damn, the little service fee contract, and they come out and fix the shit over and over. Like our AC unit, it has like a Kaiser helmet on it. It's from...
Nine.
Yeah, exactly.
You will not get cool. Nine, no coolness for you.
The dude said, it'll run. It'll run for another fucking 50 years.
Is it a train? Because nothing stops a train.
I don't even know. I think it's a brand that they don't even... Like I said, it's from, you know, it's from the Fuhrer's house, I think.
The Fuhrer? Well, make up your mind. Is it the Kaiser or is it Hitler?
Now.
You got a 40-year or 30-year difference there. So anyway, I won't bore people with my house. I love that neighborhood out there. And I like the house a lot. I like the dogs having all the fun in the backyard.
I bet they are loving it.
So we're really not doing much anything but watching TV and working on the house. So anyway, I did make the burger boxes last week, so let's talk about that. I ate my ass off.
Yeah.
What did we get? We got the, what one did I get? I got the, what one did I get?
I have to look
the
on
hot
the,
mess.
On the website.
I got the hot mess, which had some sort of hot mess sauce.
What did it taste like?
Hot mess. And then you also put Thousand Island on it. Cheese. Burger. The bun was delicious. I mean, I really enjoyed
it. Did you
put
the fries on there? It looks like you put the fries on top of it.
I didn't bake the fries. Okay. What I did is I took some coconut oil and put it in a deep frying pan, got it nice and hot, and I put all the potato wedges in there and got them nice and crispy and brown. Then I drained out the oil, set those aside, put butter in there, two pats of butter that you get. See, what you got are these bags and everything in. Okay, let's back up. The burger box is a somebody that Jeff was talking to about possibly sponsoring the podcast. And it's, you know, since we do like, you know, gourmet quality or eclectic kind of foods or just anything interesting. So good job on that, Jeff. And then we get these boxes sent to our homes and you open up the box and it's just big metal bag or foil
like
lined.
A cold bag.
Yeah, a cold bag. And everything in there is fresh and nice. You just put it in the refrigerator, you know, to make it tomorrow. So we got the buffalo chicken macaroni and cheese, which was, you know, it had the buffalo sauce in it, lots of cheese, macaroni, and chicken breast diced up. Put that in the oven. That's how we started. Put that in there for an hour and let that shit cook.
I got the jalapeno
bacon.
I know. Macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God. It was so good. I ate that for 4 days.
I know. I was drooling over that.
I mean, yeah. The macaroni and cheese is.
So then I put that in the oven, and then I you know, you got to slice the, I wanted it to look like it did in the picture. So I sliced the lettuce properly. And I set aside the, because on this burger, you also had to put sweet potato fries on the burger. So I cooked those in oil and let those drain, and then I warmed them up again. So basically, I disassembled everything as it came in, and then I put it together the way it's supposed to look, and the only thing I didn't eat was the beans, but the coleslaw was spot on.
The beans were really good,
beans
too.
Were very
I'm not a big fan excellent. Of baked beans.
They were so good, though.
But the coleslaw was delicious. The sauce was delicious. The burger, I bit into it, and it was juicy, and I did everything right. I used the butter on the on the buns.
Yeah, I don't know why I never thought of doing that before. Yeah.
You never thought of doing it? We did that at Marx Brothers when I cooked there. You just slather the butter on, and you cook it. It makes everything great.
You put it on the bun?
Yes.
I put the I cooked the burgers on my grill, and I put the butter on my burger.
Oh, well, that's delicious as well.
It was quite good.
So thank you to the radios out there. I know some of you ordered these, and it's not cheap.
No, but $20 off is a great deal, and
it is.
And the deal's still going. You can go to burgabox.com/labyrinth.
But if you think about it, like $45
right.
for everything that you got, it's right on. I mean, it really is for all the food that you got. Because, I mean, honestly, the burger, you could cut the burger in half easily.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
Four people could eat that meal.
Absolutely. Because we were sick. Like, I couldn't... We couldn't... There's no way.
Did you get sick because you ate too much,
not
because
of
the
food? I could not eat all of it. It was a ton of food.
I got mine on Wednesday, and I took everything out and put everything in the fridge. And then Thursday, I made the macaroni and cheese. And then I just had like a bowl of macaroni and cheese, like a quarter of it maybe for dinner. And that was enough. So I ate that macaroni and cheese for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then I cooked both the burgers on Friday. And I ate one burger on Friday. And
what burger
did
you get?
I got the WTF, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, yum.
And it's like a burger. And then there's macaroni and cheese on top of it. And then there's pulled pork on top of that. And then the onion ring on top of that.
Wow.
And pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Mine didn't turn out looking as good as it did on the website, but it tasted so good.
Speaking of onion rings, just as an aside, I ate at Williamson Brothers Barbecue last Friday for
lunch.
I love
Williamson Brothers.
Their onion rings are super. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I got the All-American Burger, and they send you four thick slices of bacon to fry up, too. So I fried up my bacon and all that. But I just... The cheese, and then they give you like this blue cheese sauce and barbecue sauce and all this other stuff to make. I didn't make it till Friday because I got my stuff Wednesday, so I didn't make it till Friday. So my lettuce and my tomato that came with it, totally my fault. Mm-hmm. It didn't make it until Friday.
Oh,
it was
that's too
wilty.
Bad.
I should have made it right away, but that was my fault.
Yeah, not Burger Box.
No, it's totally not Burger Box's fault. That was my fault because I drug it out too long. But
what
everything
kind of mac
else
and cheese
awesome.
Did you get?
Regular, just straight up regular.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Jalapeno
their
bacon,
macaroni
right?
and cheese is to die for.
Yeah,
it really
so
is.
So good.
It really is. It's awesome. Very good. I mean, their burgers were awesome.
Oh, the burgers were delicious.
And
the buns
I made
were
my
awesome.
Fries on Sunday. That was chili cheese fries. I went and got peanut oil and I have a skillet, and I just filled the skillet with the jar of peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cooked the fries in the peanut oil. I never really done that before at home, but.
How'd it turn out?
Yeah, really good.
My mom used to have a fry daddy. We cook French fries in the peanut oil. Everybody thought that's what McDonald's used.
I pulled them out of the peanut oil, and then I put them on a plate, like on a paper towel, and I salted them. And maybe that was a mistake because the chili was already salty, and then you put cheese on top of it.
Oh, you didn't need to salt them.
Yeah, yeah. The fries I didn't need to salt, but I did anyway, so they were extra salty.
Yeah, my pizza fries.
Yeah, you got pizza fries. I was like, what the fuck is that?
My pizza fries. My only critique would be like I would probably the next time I would put the marinara on the side.
That's what I did.
I would dip my fries in the marinara versus baking it on the fries.
That's what I did with my chili. I put it in a cup. Next to my fries, and I was dipping my fries into the chili. It's like they had the cheese melted all over them, but they were super crispy, like cooked in peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with the peanut oil now. It's still sitting in my skillet. I don't know what
throw
to
it away.
Yeah, you throw it away. It's like $5 a jar, though.
Well, you should have a fry daddy and use it again.
Yeah, I guess.
But you could, you could parse out like,
you could
so many. You, components of this meal and have it over like two or three different meals.
Well, you could filter
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I ate the Burger Box before it was gone. It took 4 days to put it away.
You can filter that oil through a coffee filter and then just put it in a jar and put it back in the cupboard and use it again.
Or you could be like my Aunt Betty and you could heat it up and then when your husband tries to beat you again, throw it in his face and burn his face off.
So Jeff, if your husband hits you again, which I've told you that bastard. You should leave him. So I got the fries with the Parmesan garlic So it was this mixture of garlic, like fresh crushed garlic, Parmesan cheese all mixed up in this little dealy. And what you do is you throw butter in the frying pan and you melt it, and then you throw the fries in there, and then you put the other stuff in and mix it all up. Those are so good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So all in all, I give Burger Box.
Really good. Those baked beans, man. I can't believe you didn't try those.
I just wasn't in the mood.
Big chunks of onion in there and stuff. Oh, they're so good.
Very good.
So two thumbs up.
Yeah. And we've already had like so many radios that are already ordering. And I think Wendy Joe, she joined their club.
She's awesome. I saw her at Williamson Brothers.
Yeah. I saw her with her hat on. She was all out there.
Jeff, so give that URL again.
It's Burga, B-U-R-G-A, like a Boston person would pronounce Burga.
Burga.
Burga. Burgabox.com/labyrinth.
Okay.
They have you bugging the car.
Make sure you put the N in there. Don't spell labyrinth wrong.
Yeah, don't spell labyrinth wrong. You're going to be in a world of hurt. But anyway, yeah, that was great. So anyhow.
And we're going to be giving away a box at some point in the very near future. Not on this episode, but maybe next week.
Yeah, we are going to be giving away one. So make sure that you're listening next week. So we're going to talk about a little TV or what?
Yeah.
Oh, before we get to TV. Stephanie sent me this. She sent both of us. She said she got hacked by Bulgarian Netflix enthusiasts. I want to know what the fuck happened. How did you get hacked by Bulgarian Netflix enthusiasts?
So my old man, he's looking at my credit card statement. He said, why are you getting billed for Netflix? He said, the Netflix is being billed to me. He goes, you've got two charges for Netflix on here for April and May, and they're like a few days apart. What the hell is going on? And he said, and it's for $11.99. I'm grandfathered in. It's like $8.99. He goes, did you sign up for Netflix? So this doesn't make any sense. So I get on the old Netflix chat, and the dude immediately says, oh, he goes, yeah, this you've been scammed. Somebody's stolen your card, apparently, because both of these accounts, one of them has been opened in Bulgaria, and one is in Ecuador. And I was like, oh, my God. For whatever reason, They haven't tried to charge anything else on my card, but they really wanted their Netflix bad.
So, do you know what they were watching?
I have no idea, and I asked the guy too, and he said he couldn't tell me. They immediately shut the
right.
They immediately shut it down.
I hope they're right in the middle of episode 4 of Orange Is the New Black, and they're like, no.
I wish I knew what people from Bulgaria sounded like, but I don't. So I
they're
can't
like
do
Russian
that.
Or something.
No, they're like that, but they're not.
That's really, I was really hoping that, you know, that would be the competitor to the Redbox troll would be the Bulgarian Netflix enthusiast.
The Bulgarian Netflix enthusiast. I like to toss you the baklava.
I would imagine that he watches just, he watches.
What shows do you think this guy was watching?
We are incensed at Sense8 breast cancer.
What shows? Maybe old episodes of Maude or it would probably be like old shows.
Hey, Maude, what happened? How did these Bulgarians get in here, Maude?
Oh, Roger. What was his name? Roger was it? What was her husband's name?
Who knows? I never watched Maude.
You never watched Maude?
No.
I loved Maude.
I didn't watch Golden Girls either.
You like Golden Girls, though. You like a different kind of Golden Girls.
I love Golden Girls.
I like the Donald Trump type of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Norman Lear's podcast this morning with Stephen Tobolowsky. It was his, and he was talking about Rue McClanahan back when they were doing Maude. And he, you know, he took a lot of shit to get Maude going. You know, nobody wanted to do that show. He was like,
why?
He said that they straight
Walter
up,
was the name.
He said that they straight up told him when he was trying to get the show. He was like, he said they told him, nobody wants to see this big bitch. That's what they told him. But anyway, so on the. They all went to go see Rue McClanahan in her room or something, and she was actually about to surprise her husband. She was completely naked and just wrapped up in cellophane, and it was all them and not her husband.
Oh.
So, yeah, she greeted them wrapped up in
Rue McClanahan?
Yes.
Oh, man. Was she Blanche?
She was Blanche. Nice. And this was in the 70s, so she probably still had, you know.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
But if you don't listen to Norman Lear's All of the Above podcast.
I don't.
Quick plug.
Is that your staff pick?
Yeah. Well, it's not my staff pick, but that's a good podcast.
No, I don't like him. He's a leftist.
Oh, shut
up. No, I'm kidding.
I started to say, get out of here.
So, all right. There's that. It's remedied, of course.
Yes, yes. Now it's okay. But yeah, it was a very weird thing to happen. I have no idea why, just randomly.
I just canceled my Netflix account.
What?
No, Caitlin has one. My wife has one. We both had one for a year and a half, and I was supposed to have canceled a year ago. And she goes, do you still have your Netflix account? And I said, yes. She goes, I told you to cancel it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Right. Wasting $100 last year.
Well, it was a waste if you're not, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of Netflix, you've been watching Bloodline.
I finished it.
Oh, you finished it already?
Yeah, I watched it over a few days.
I think we're at episode 3. That family's fucked up.
You're going to be mad at the end.
I'm mad now.
You're going to be madder.
Why?
Just because they canceled on them too early. They had to cram in what they were going to do in 4 and 5 all in this season, and they had to wrap it up too quick, and they just leave things way too...
That one brother is a piece of shit.
Kevin, he's a fucking idiot.
Kevin is a dumb fuck.
He's an absolute moron.
And I can't stand the sister because all she does is bitch.
You're barely going to see her. She's not even hardly in it rest of the season.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to continue it because the first 2 episodes were annoying.
But
this show, when it started...
So good.
...was amazing.
Yeah.
The first season was great.
Well, and when you lost Mendelsohn...
Yeah.
And then it's kind of...
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was going to use it as my staff pick, but I have something else. That is, I don't know. Caitlin likes it. I like it too, but I'm not going to continue with it, I don't think. I mean, I'll pay attention slightly. I'm just trying to get caught up with American Gods.
Yes.
Which, where am I?
Did you watch this week's?
No, I haven't watched it. That's the one I need to watch.
Went back to Ireland?
No, I watched last week's. I didn't watch this most recent one. So I can watch it tomorrow or something.
Well, it'll be another one where you and we'll both say that it did not push the story forward at all.
The ones that I watched today were fantastic.
Sure.
And
yeah, this one didn't really move the story a lot, but it was really good. And the wife looks really good with red hair.
Oh, I knew it.
I like Gillian Anderson as all those different characters.
David Bowie.
Yeah, David Bowie, that was great. Or as Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And finally getting to see Crispin Glover.
Oh, that's my favorite episode of the entire season.
He was so good. I love him. I'll watch him in anything. So I don't care, even if the movie sucks.
So, but then the season finale is next week.
Yeah. I know. We'll talk about it next week.
But it seems like it's so fast, and we haven't really seen that much.
We've seen a lot, though.
And yeah, they're trying to split the book up into 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah. So, you know, I like that.
No, I mean, I do, but it's like, I want more Glover. Give me more Glover.
More Glover. Danny Glover?
I'll take some Danny Glover. They can throw him on there, too.
Crispin Glover. I was watching it. We had a guy in the house painting today, and he's like, what's this? I said, it's American Gods. And he's asking me what's going on. I go, well, that lady was blowing that guy. That guy was in jail, and he was getting out of jail, and his wife was giving head to his best friend, and they got in a car wreck, and she died, but some leprechaun gave him a magic gold coin, and he threw it on her grave, and then she came back to life. And he's like, oh, man, I'm going to have to watch that shit. I love all these contractors. I just talked to him about random bullshit. I'm like, do you mind this show? I apologize for watching it because they were swearing so much. And he goes, no, man, I've heard swear words.
he's a contractor.
Oh, I know, but I'm just trying to be nice. I don't, you know, I still live in the 70s when it comes to manners.
You didn't hire Ira's buddy, the contractor?
I don't know Ira has a buddy.
Yeah, the contractor's corner.
I don't know what he does. I don't know that I can trust him. I don't know that I can trust him.
He was on a podcast.
Well, see, I don't trust you.
Well, this is true.
No, I don't know.
I'm not going to try to fix anything.
I trust you.
You shouldn't trust me, Dry Guy.
Don't call me Dry Guy. I don't want you to call me Dry Guy. I don't like it.
Hashtag Dry Guy.
No, that'll never catch on. Nobody knows who I am outside of the city. Very few know me here anyway. So, what else?
Fargo.
Oh, my God. What a great episode. Every episode in the last 3 weeks has been good.
Incredible.
Thought it was amazing.
Yeah, the whole beginning scene where you get to see that they had that's why the bus went off with their little homemade thing that they built. That thing was freaking crazy. And they all get the little animal hats on.
Heaven is a bowling alley.
Oh, shit. To me, that was very Twin Peaks.
Fucking Ray Wise, especially since he was on Twin Peaks. It was Lebowski-esque, but Ray Wise showing up throughout the show, he's God, right?
I don't know.
He's either God or the devil.
We don't know. Are they in purgatory? Who knows?
No, they're not. But, I mean, I think Yuri's dead. And the...
Because he never came back, as we find out later.
She was given a reprieve and sent back to take care of the evildoers.
Yeah.
Well, that was such a fascinating episode.
But we didn't, you know, like the whole trek through the woods, whenever the hunters they shot his hat.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what they did to them and shit like that. But DJ Qualls,
DJ Paul's is awesome.
See that geek's head come up?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, man.
I was wondering. I thought they were just going to choke him to death. Oh,
that was
clean
a trip.
Slice.
And then chop dude's ear off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, when they ended up in the bowling alley, I'm like, oh Lebowski. Lebowski.
I thought it was going to be Sam
Elliott.
No, but that was
dude.
That was even greater. It was even cooler that it was him.
Right.
Yeah. And the kitten, and then she gives him, you know, his name's Ray.
His name's Ray.
Named him Ray.
Attaboy Ray.
And then that was, I liked it how she told him, whenever the gophers are on, just give him a bowl of beer.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Okay. Is he going to be on Twin Peaks?
I don't know.
I don't remember if his character lived or died. He was Laura Palmer's dad, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He killed Laura Palmer.
But back to
Fargo.
But whenever we go back to the, what's his face? Then they got his Vargo poisons.
Mm-hmm.
Cy.
Yeah.
Why did Cy drink that tea?
I don't know.
What the fuck would make him drink that damn
here you
tea?
Go. Drink it. Here you go.
After him putting the balls and cock in his other cup, I mean, like, what would make him drink
then that he's drinking,
tea?
And then oh, it's not right.
I mean, come on.
So he's done, right? He's dead? Oh, he's
no, he's alive, but he's in a coma or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ray going back, and he's got those 2 cent stamps. So Nick, and then the Corvette. So is this? I guess this is Nicky.
That isn't Nicky doing that. It can't be Nicky doing.
You don't
that.
Think it is?
I don't think so.
Who is it then?
Because he isn't an evildoer. I don't think.
But she's trying to get him to confess so that they can get Varga. Don't you think?
I don't.
Which is what he's going to do, right there.
Oh yeah, at the end, he's like, "I want to confess."
Yeah. So I mean, was that the whole plan?
Probably.
And is Mr. Wrench helping her, I guess, still at this point?
Yeah, probably.
But and I love the fact that Mr. Wrench is, this is like his whole little tale of redemption, mm-hmm. and everything like that. So, I don't know. I really, really love it. There was so many people like that weren't on board with the show at the beginning because it was a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
It's been slower than the other seasons.
How many more episodes are there?
Two,
okay.
We got two more, and you know, and of course, Noah Hawley's saying that he doesn't know.
Yeah,
because he doesn't know. He doesn't have an idea yet for a four. So we may not get a four. This may be the last season.
Really? So yep. He had all three of these ideas.
Well, yeah, and this one.
He said at the end of season two, he didn't have an idea too either. So, and it, season three came to him. So, he'll get another idea.
You think so?
For that kind of money that they'll pay him, he'll come up with something.
Yeah. I don't know, but he's got Legion going on. He didn't have, you know, right. What I mean, and he's really into that. And Legion, I mean, you got to think that Legion's got to take a lot out of you. There's a lot going on in that show, Jesus God.
No kidding.
So I don't know, but it's an anthology show, so it could be one of those things where it could be off the air for 2 years, and then he comes back with an, you know,
mm-hmm.
and FX is cool like that. They'll let Louis do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Louis comes back in a year or 2 years with a show, they'll let him come back. So
okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So you guys want to talk about Better Call Saul? I can go take a shit.
You need to watch it, man.
We'll talk about it.
Slippin' Jimmy came back.
Who's Slippin' Jimmy? Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see, and to see his buddy alive again.
Yep.
At the start when is in the little candy in the old mom and pop store there.
Yep.
But yeah, and then the fact that his bro is trying to join life again. He's going into the grocery right. store. That whole scene was so intense with him yep. in the grocery store. I was about to have a panic attack for him when he went down that freezer aisle. I was right. like, oh, Jesus God, he's not going to make it.
What season is this?
Three.
And is this the last one?
No.
Was that the season finale you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
No, there's one more episode?
Yeah, one or two. One tonight and one next week.
Or, yeah. Oh, God, though, but Nacho doing right. the pills for
that's why the old man can't talk anymore.
You knew that was coming. Yeah. That was so funny how they show you how he ends up with that stroke and shit like that. So, but yeah, you definitely need to watch Better Call
someday.
Saul. Yeah, that's but it's one. Yeah.
So the show they see that Preacher's coming back soon.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard it's going to be bloodier than ever.
Well, it'll pick up where the comic book starts.
Because what we saw before was
a
prequel
to that. Yeah. So you'll see the all sorts of wonderful, interesting things. Yeah, coming up.
I'm very much looking forward to it because I never read the comic book. I didn't know anything about it. It was completely new to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm about halfway through the comic books.
Comic books are great.
Yeah.
I would like to maybe take a gander at them.
A gander?
Just to see what they're about.
I didn't really watch much of anything else.
I saw Logan, finally.
How was that? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, God, amazing.
What, did you rent it?
Yes.
Okay.
I pay-per-viewed it. Box. No, pay-per-viewed it.
Pay-per-view.
It was so good. I think I may, you know, up until now, The Dark Knight was my favorite superhero movie of all time. I've seen it probably 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think Logan's my favorite superhero.
What about
movie.
Wonder Woman? You're a woman. You should love that movie.
I don't subscribe to that shit, Tim. Come on now. But I'm not saying that Wonder Woman's probably not a great movie.
You've seen it, haven't you, Jeff?
No, I haven't yet.
You haven't watched the torrent yet?
Nope.
No, you don't do that anyway.
I do want to see Wonder Woman. But
I
I'm
do
just,
too.
I'm just saying that Logan is different than any. It's the most real. It's so good, Tim. I can't even tell you.
Everyone loves
so
Logan.
Good.
Everybody loves Logan.
It's just so different. It's the best X-Men anything ever. And it's.
Are you going to go see Black Panther?
Am I going to go see it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't
know. Are you racist?
Oh, God, don't even start your shit. Oh, God, there's this guy. Did you see that guy, how much trouble he got in online?
No, what guy?
There's this dude that tweeted. He's a black guy, and he just tweeted, and it was just a joke.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted, black people in the theater seeing a trailer for Black Panther, and then they see Stan Lee come on the screen, and they're like, what is this old white man doing here? We can't have anything. And it was just a joke. Black people went crazy. They were like, yo, shut the hell up. Stan Lee is the only reason there is a Black Panther.
Oh,
you dumbass.
So they're mad at him.
They went crazy.
And he was just trying to make a joke.
Yes.
Who was it?
He was just some dude.
Oh, some dude.
Just
okay.
Some random
now he's
dude.
Famous on Twitter for no reason.
Yeah. And he was like, it's just a joke. But then all the black folks were getting into it with each other. They were like, yeah, what do you think? Just because you're a dude, black nerds think that they're the only ones who know who the fuck Stan Lee is, you fucking idiots. It was like this whole big thing. But anyway, but yeah.
Dude, I'm just getting dumped out of the Dead show tomorrow.
What?
You
can't go now?
No.
What? Why?
I don't know. Guy who had a ticket now is what his girlfriend wants to go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, well. That sucks. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
At least I get to stay in. Who's this? Is that your phone?
Yeah, what'd you say, Siri or something?
I don't know. I didn't say Siri.
Well,
there's that.
Well, did you think the Black Panther trailer looked good?
Uh-huh.
I think
I like the Black Panther character. I liked the animated movie that came out a couple years ago.
I just I don't understand why nobody cares or ever talks about Spawn. Why does no one care
about Spawn?
Because
Spawn was in the Image universe. It wasn't in DC or Marvel. What, Jeff?
I loved Spawn.
I love the comic
movies
book.
And the show on HBO.
Yes.
Yeah, the movie was good.
Animated show.
But I don't understand. Don't you feel like Spawn is like ripe for a reboot? Why couldn't they bring?
I think they're working on that.
Are they?
I think
is Todd McFarlane working on it.
So they're gonna make another movie?
I think so.
Now I loved Spawn the movie, but that's what I've always thought with the effects and whatnot they could do now with his cape and all that shit. And
mm-hmm.
John Leguizamo was clown, and I mean it was like so dark and sick and twisted. And I mean Spawn was PG-13, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what the rating.
I don't remember no.
But yeah, I mean the cartoon was R, right?
Yeah, yeah, dirty.
Yeah, dirty, crazy. It was very weird, but I would love to. Anyway.
And John Leguizamo.
September of last year, said Todd McFarlane said new Spawn movie was coming. That's the last I heard about it.
What? Who was John Leguizamo in Bloodline? I forget.
Oh, he was the hood. He was one of Mendelsohn's friends from Miami.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He has a
titular role.
Yeah, he has a story arc coming up. Yeah.
No.
So there is something for him in that. But
all
yeah.
right. So what are your staff picks this week? No red box troll this week.
No
I'm
red
sorry.
Box troll.
No, not this week. My throat hurts.
Well, I understand. That's okay. Sometimes he needs to take a break.
Next week, of course, we will have the ending of American Gods, and we'll be talking more about Fargo and what else? Oh, we're gonna be this Friday. We're going to an event that we'll talk about next week. We're going to see what? We're going to see.
We're going to the set of Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
That'll be cool.
I'm very excited.
So we'll talk more about that next week. But what's your staff pick this week, Steph?
Oh, okay. All right. So my staff pick is there's a new show coming on Sci-Fi. It's called Blood Drive. I don't know if you're a big fan of like Grindhouse stuff.
Yes.
Like if you love Planet Terror
All that shit. I love it.
Well, this new show that's coming on, it's Wednesday, June 14th on Sci-Fi. It's crazy. It's set in the future, but the future is 1999, as as you know, they would do you like that and such thing. And there's everybody's poor, and like there's this big race, underground race for money, and the cars, they don't run on gas, they run on blood.
Blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
so like the one scene, the lady calls him over to the engine, and he looks inside, and the engine just like opens up and eats his face off, and then it turns into, you know, gas for the car or whatever. So they're in this race. And the thing is, like, you have to get from, through each heat, you have to get to each checkpoint by a certain time. And if you don't, there's a chip in your head that explodes and it'll blow your head off if you don't make it to the checkpoint.
Shit.
Yeah. So, but there's, this has everything in it. There's zombies, there's nymphos, there's, you name it. It's like just a whole.
They had me at nymphos.
Yeah. And Jeff, you know. So it's just a whole smorgasbord of craziness and just, you know, goofy shit. But the special effects of it, it actually looks like good effects. I'm not a huge, you know, I'm not a huge sci-fi channel person, but this actually looks very good. So, but anyway, Blood Drive, it looks just the right amount of weird and crazy.
Awesome.
That, and then also last night I started watching this, and I'm about 45 minutes into it. I'll probably finish it over the next couple of days, is that Hell on Earth on Nat Geo. It's the fall of Syria and the rise of ISIS. I started watching that. Have you seen that?
No.
I can't stand National Geographic Channel because they have that yellow rectangle in the corner of the screen that burns into my retinas and it won't go away. If they would just make the damn thing 10% more transparent, I would be okay with it. But no, it's solid, bright yellow right in the corner of the screen and it never goes away, ever.
Well, they kind of laid it over all the dead children that they were pulling out of the rubble. So, it did kind of do that.
I watched that year 1 million show on National Geographic, but I stay on my phone the entire time, so I just listen to it and don't look at the screen.
Why does it bother you so much?
I just hate it. Like, every other network has figured out how to make a white, semi-transparent logo on, you know, if they're going to have that digital on-screen graphic, they're going to do it, but every other network has figured out how to make it slightly less annoying. But National Geographic's like in your face, 100% not opaque, bright yellow rectangle in the corner of the screen for no fucking reason. It doesn't say Nat Geo or anything. Just get rid of the goddamn rectangle.
Anyways, if you are wondering exactly how fucking ISIS came about, which I really have been wondering, how the fuck did it really come about? Like,
this
ISIS
explains it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
every bit of it. And you can blame pretty much all of it on this Assad guy. This is pretty much his fault.
It wasn't Shazam's fault. I thought
you know, the dude.
I thought
the Iran dude.
He's not. Assad isn't from Iran.
The dude that runs Iran.
The dude that runs
Syria. Shah of Iran.
He's the Shah of Iran.
Syria dude. Yeah. Assad. Yeah. That
Assad
dude
didn't create ISIS.
The fact that the people, you know, they started the whole freedom fighters guy because they wanted Assad out.
They wanted Arab Spring like that happened in Africa.
Right. And so he, because of what had happened with Gaddafi and all these other places, he had seen them fall.
Right.
He exhorted zero tolerance. So if you even thought about, they would throw you in. I mean, kids, it didn't matter. Like, they showed these kids, they had spray painted down with Assad. And they put the torture that they did to these little kids. And then the guy said what they do is they take you, they put you in these prisons, you go in as just somebody who wants to have a democracy, you come out as a terrorist.
Damn.
Because of what the fuck they do to you in there. And not only that, Assad actually, when the people joined together with these freedom fighters to try and fight Assad. So what he did was he released actually jihadists from prison early and gave them amnesty to fight against them.
Wow.
And so what has happened is they became ISIS and now they've turned on fucking Assad. That's who attacked his shit. So they're like,
I'll watch that on demand.
So. Oh, it's very, very, very interesting. And and by the way, did you guys see that today where that guy in I think it's Pakistan, he got sentenced to death for
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think Zuckerberg, this is his responsibility, that he has enough money. He needs to assemble some sort of freaking SEAL team and go get this guy.
Facebook SEAL team.
This is his fault because this guy would not have had the medium, and he needs to go save this guy.
They can punch you with big robotic thumbs up like.
Yeah, he needs to send his instant messengers over there and get this guy out.
I thought Captain Marvel created ISIS.
Get out of here.
Didn't he?
No, he did not. No. Anyway, what's
your
pick?
Well, they had the Shazam ISIS hour. That was... Well,
they were just together. Go ahead. What's your pick?
I had two. The first one is Alone Season 4 on the History Channel.
Yeah.
Starts June 15th. This is that show where they would take like 10 people and drop them off like 10 miles apart from each other. And there was no camera crew or anything. The people had to be their own camera crew. And then whoever stays out there the longest wins $500,000.
Okay.
And so like season one, the guy was like lasted 30 days or something, 35 days, the last guy. And then season two, I think he went 60 days. And then season three, I think they went like 100 days. This time, they're not alone anymore. They have like a team of two people. So it's like father and son and brothers and just like friends or whatever. So it's going to be interesting to see how long two people can stay out there. Like they're talking about guys can stay out there a year and stuff. And they have no supply. You could take like a bag of, you know, like a tent and a tarp and a saw,
yeah,
and a machete and shit. That's about it. And they just leave you out there. And they come out there every week and they give you new batteries for your camera and shit. That's it. You're like, they don't give you food or anything. You got to find out your own food.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's like Survivor on
yeah,
steroids.
That's what I'm saying. I'd last like 2 days, if that.
All kinds of crazy shit happens on there. Like people chop thumb off with their axe and... everybody's got an emergency phone in their kit. It's like a emergency beacon or whatever that can call in the crew if they push that button, they're off the show.
Damn.
So it's pretty good. And the other one is Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist.
Oh, I miss Dr. Katz.
It's coming back. It's already three episodes in on Amazon and Audible channels.
Is it a video or is it just audio?
No, it's just audio. But it's everybody, I'm told it's everybody, Jonathan Katz and H. John Benjamin and Laura Silverman.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't listened to one yet because it's on Amazon. You know, if you have Amazon Prime, you can listen to it. I have Audible, but it's going to take, you got to use your credits to listen to it.
Oh, that's stupid.
Amazon Prime.
You can listen to Audible channels for like a half hour a month. For free.
They haven't figured that out yet.
Well, yeah. How does this work when you have Amazon Prime? So I don't know what this Audible thing is. What do you do?
Amazon owns Audible, but
Amazon's
they're not folded
part of
together.
Audible. So I'm not sure how to do it on Amazon. I'll look and see if I can post a link on our Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, I want to listen to that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's three episodes. I saw Sarah Silverman was on the latest one, and I didn't see who the other two were.
That was like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I love Dr. Katz.
Me too, man. The ones with Dave Attell, yep. Kevin Meaney.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good times.
Good times, man.
It's going to be weird listening to it, though, and not seeing the squiggle vision.
I'll be happy Maybe to I'll see the squiggle vision.
Put the YouTube channel on, just have the sound off. Oh, I'd like the squiggle vision.
I'm bummed. I'm not going to be able to go to the dead show. Anyway.
Aww.
You can still go.
I'm not sitting in the lawn. Fuck that. Oliver Stone, it's going to rain. Fuck that. It's hot. Fuck
this
that.
This would have been your 20th. Thousandth time of going.
No,
though, right?
It's just the night before, and I was, you know, told that I would have this really good seed, and then of course, fate intervenes, and now I'd have to cough up $200-$300 for a seat.
No,
fuck that.
You can get a lawn seat for $77.
I'm not paying a dime. I don't have money for that. I would have bought it months ago, had I known this was going to happen.
But you've seen him how many times?
Doesn't matter. Anyway,
call your brother. He's got some seats.
No, like I said, no one's got seats for free. Oliver Stone's The Putin Interview starts tonight, which is Monday, which we record this, and runs for 4 days on Showtime, and it'll probably be on demand forever. I think Vladimir Putin is an extremely interesting person. I think Oliver Stone is good at this sort of thing, and I'm going to watch all of them. I've watched all the Nixon-Frost interviews. Mm-hmm. You got to be pretty into Nixon to watch those. But I loved Putin destroying Megyn Kelly last week. If you saw the highlights of that on her show, you didn't see the interesting stuff. If you see the unedited version of that, Putin is a million times smarter than her, and so he just destroyed her.
Well, I mean, she's kind of vapid.
She is pretty vapid. But anyway, Putin is an interesting, vastly more intelligent than certain other presidents in this world and could run circles around
Well, that's probably why he's the puppet master.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to believe that ridiculous narrative.
Either way.
Yeah, it's not true. But just because they're not smart enough to pull something like that off, for one thing. But Russia is. And what did Russia do? Russia's accomplished what they wanted to do, which was to put confusion into Americans. And it doesn't help that Grandma Old Bags is fueled it after she lost because she was the shittiest candidate ever.
Well, their people are rioting in the streets or protesting at least today.
Yeah, and who do you think's paying them to go out and protest? What country do you think is behind that?
I don't understand why you would have to pay them to protest.
Because people don't go do anything unless you give them incentive to do it. These protesters here that protest every weekend with a hashtag, somebody's paying for that shit. Same thing over there. We're paying for their protesters. We did it in Ukraine. My point is that he's an intelligent, interesting man. I mean, you know, he could be corrupt and murderous. Fuck, he's still an interesting man. Hitler was an interesting man, even though he was a pig and a horrible man.
Isolate that soundbite.
What?
Tim Andrews saying Hitler was an interesting man.
He's an interesting man.
Interesting doesn't mean great or good. It just means interesting. A lot of interesting people in this world and the history. Attila the Hun.
All I could think of when I read the story today is that they said they had Cossacks out there, which made me think of Fargo.
Cossacks.
Because there were Cossacks with whips.
The Cossacks always show up.
And Yuri was came from Cossacks.
Yes.
So that's why he's about to get his ass. Anyway.
But anyway, their protests aside, he's just an interesting cat. I'm going to take a look. You ever watch him on YouTube? He's super intelligent. Anyway, that's my pick.
But he's a monster.
Sure he is. Every world leader is a monster.
Is he going to bust out those...
Except for that homo up in Canada.
Those golden shower tapes?
The ones that don't exist, or they would have already been leaked? All right. Let's see. So we have some patrons. Let's talk about them. Wendy Joe.
Patreon.
Wendy Joe!
Yeah, patrons. They call them patrons. They're patrons on Patreon. We have Wendy Muller. That's her name. Chris Colhard. Welcome.
Hey.
He just joined us.
What's up, Chris?
Mac Kennan.
Mac the Knife.
Mac the Knife. You come up with a nickname for everybody. Zach Pittman.
The Pits.
He's a Pits, man.
JB.
JB, I don't know.
Jablo. Beth Van Elswick.
The Ills.
Angel.
Yeah, Jeff, you're cheating. That's her nickname. Lou Caniglio.
That's, what was that? Caliglia?
Caligula. Lou Caligula.
little Louis Caniglia.
Mike Hall, who is a very interesting guy.
He's
a good guy.
Pizza place.
Yeah. Did you see the picture of that fucking pizza?
I want to go to this pizza place and eat there.
What pizza place? What are you talking about?
He had reached out to us on
the
Facebook
page. He's got a
pizza.
He's been reaching out to us since like day one of the podcast.
Conyers.
About coming out to Conyers and eating at his pizza place.
And
we never have done it, but I would really like to do it.
What is the name?
I don't know what
pizza
the name of it is.
It's like Greco-Italiano or something like that. I don't remember the name of it, so don't get mad, Mike.
But it's in Conyers.
We'll go out.
We're going to come out and eat there.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mike. David C. Funk.
Oh, bring the funk.
Yeah.
The funk master.
Funk town.
Matt Carter.
Well, I don't have any.
President Matt Carter.
Jonathan Wilson.
Wilson.
There you go.
That's a good one. Eric Malmstrom. He is a maelstrom. Anyway, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Jose Perales. That's what Jose sounds like? a hoarse Latino.
He sounds like a shy Mexican guy.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to donate, please go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/ Tim Andrews, right here on WSB. Wait a minute. I'm not that guy, Eric Erickson.
What are you, Marge Shot over there?
Yeah, Eric called me Marge Shot.
No, I hear him calling you that all the time now.
He called you what?
Marge Shot.
I don't know.
Well, Marge Shot used to own the Reds, and she was the one that said Hitler was great until he went crazy.
Oh, okay.
Because I always
and
say
Billy,
things
Billy
like,
West did a really funny impression of Ron Howard Stern.
So, Jeff, again, Burger Box. If you guys want to get one of these delicious burgers.
BurgerBox.com/labyrinth.
How much do you get taken off?
I think you get $20 off the normally $65 box, so it's $45 box. And also, I think they're going to do a deal if you've already got the box or you want to keep just order something different. I think you can get 20% off your order using code Labyrinth.
Cool.
So check that out.
And can
BurgerBox.com/Labyrinth.
And can I say, I haven't said anything about like dog stuff in a while.
Because
I haven't been back to the shelter in quite a while because my heart still hurts and I just haven't been back. But I just want to say that two things last week. And WSB Nefertiti Vasquez, she did a story about these two little beagle puppies that some piece of shit from hell left out in the woods in a cage for like a month and a half. They were starved half to death. And somebody found them. Angels Among Us is a really great rescue group. They took them. One of the puppies died. The other one actually is making a comeback. He started walking,
okay. And
he's going to make it. So if you want to donate to help them out, little Mirkwood, I think, is his name. He's the cutest little scrumptious baby, and I can't believe he's going to live. So anyway, Angels Among Us, they're a great group, so if you want to check in on his progress. And also Fur Kids, they have a dog right now who is not doing so great. His name's Snowflake. Mm. He's got parvo, and he's fighting for his life, and they're really looking for donations. So if anybody wants to donate to help out, snowflakefurkids.org. So anyway.
All right. Help Snowflake, please.
Help Snowflake and help Mirkwood.
Yeah, the only Snowflake.
Snowflakes.
Angels Among Us and Fur Kids.
See a millennial?
I
I bad joke.
Stop it.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week. We will be back next week. Hopefully, Ira will come by. I like it when Ira visits.
I love it when Ira comes by.
Yeah,
he's coming with us to the Your Pretty Face set on Friday. So,
all right. Awesome. So, you guys have a great week. We'll be back. Thanks for listening. As always, please remember to
keep it
canon
and all that.
Two Faces Radio.